What should be a couple of wonderful performances, Too Darn Hot, a vintage burlesque extravaganza featuring a number of acts, including our next guest on the show, an award-winning burlesque performer, MC, ukulele strummer, teacher, and professional actress based in New York City. We welcome Ula Uberbursen to the show. Ula, good afternoon.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. We're looking at your resume here, and you've got quite a background along the way. What was it that led you into the field of burlesque?
Well, I had no idea that burlesque was a thing that was happening in modern times. I just thought it was something that happened in saloons in the Old West or something. I didn't really have any idea what it was. And I'd been living in New York for years. I've been an actor since I was a kid. I grew up in a small town in Tennessee that had a great professional theater. And so I was doing musical theater and went to college, got a BFA in acting, and moved to New York City and was having an acting career and had no idea that downtown theater, that burlesque was this huge thing in performance art. And it wasn't until I had an injury that took me out of New York and I went back to Tennessee for a while. And a girl that I grew up doing musical theater with had started doing burlesque in Knoxville, Tennessee, and with a troupe called Salome Cabaret. And she called me up and said, "We're starting this troupe and we would, I think you'd be really good at this and I think you'd really like it. Do you want to come check it out?" And that was my introduction to burlesque, was through a group of people who were all performers, singers. They came from the world of acting and from musical theater. And so they were doing highly theatrical burlesque shows. And I immediately fell in love with it.
Yeah.
That was my introduction to burlesque.
Yeah, this Carrie here, I've been introduced to burlesque a little bit down. Rich is sort of a neophyte to it, I think. But I've seen a bunch of shows down in New Orleans. And you mentioned the theatrical aspect of it, the shows. Seeing Fleur de Tease's Wizard of Oz burlesque show and Alice in Wonderland burlesque show. That theatrical part of it is a very interesting part of the show, because I think a lot of people's minds, they're thinking Gypsy Rose Lee with the fans, and which is a great and is still part of burlesque, but the theatrical part of it is really, really interesting.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Fleur de Tease, because Trixie Minx, who runs that show, runs that company, is a really dear friend of mine, and I work with her every time I go to New Orleans. And one of the reasons she and I get along so well is because we have such respect for each other as performers, because not only do we do sort of the classic burlesque, the classic striptease, but we also bring an element of, theatricality. She and I both like to infuse our act with a lot of comedy. But really, it's from my perspective, it's storytelling. To get straight into it with what I think makes a great burlesque act is it can be apparently simple, or it can be a very elaborate concept, but if the performer isn't telling a story through the act, then it's just striptease. And there's some value in just striptease, but I think that if you want to hold an audience and entertain them, you got to have a story. And that's what I've found in New York City. The people who started doing neo-burlesque, who sort of brought burlesque back in New York, were all performance artists. And so they were, bringing theatricality, bringing storytelling to this art form, which is another art form to tell a story. And that's still what we're doing here.
Yeah, whether it's a full-length story or even just a four-minute story in one song. I saw Trixie in this past October, her Halloween Fleur de Tease show. She did a dentist routine that was just absolutely hilarious and funny. And it was a four-minute act show. Are those the types of shows that people can expect on performances that people are going to be looking to see on Saturday night?
What we are doing on Saturday, I'm very excited because the performers that have gotten to come do this show with me, what we've put together, all of these performers are, they all produce and host their own shows here in New York. They're all, like, top of the game. They're just brilliant performers. And what we wanted to do with this show, we wanted to stay away from doing specific referential acts, which is something that is very popular in burlesque and can be really great, shows that are tributes to, you know, comic book characters or pop culture figures. And that's something that, I mean, burlesque has always had a strong connection with pop culture. But we wanted to do something, we wanted to bring acts that were broader. You didn't have to know the character in order to appreciate the act. And so what we're doing is actually acts that represent forms of burlesque, forms of the art form throughout its whole history. And that is something that these are acts that we have been doing. They're not. I don't think that there's any brand new act in this show. We're all bringing acts that have won awards, that have been requested all over the place. Like, we're bringing our best acts is basically what's happening. And so it's all, there's some spoken word. There's a lot of, I shouldn't say spoken word. That sounds not appealing, right? there are acts that... that have talking in them. I'm trying to sell this thing, right? No. there's some really good comedy in this show. And there are some acts that might be moving. We'll see. But all of them, they're some of my favorite acts. And I'm the one who put this show together. And so when I hired these people to be a part of it, I said, please bring these acts. These are the acts I want people to see. And particularly knowing that there's not a burlesque scene in Bangor, right. I was like, these are the acts that if someone's going to see their first burlesque show, these are the acts I want them to see.
We're talking with Ula Uberbursen. She'll be a part of the big show coming up New Year's Eve at Penobscot Theater, the historic Bangor Opera House, where we're sure there have been burlesque shows through the years, though it may have been a while. Uli produces Victrola Burlesque, Tainted Cabaret, the Mason-Dixon Burlesque Tour, and the Twirly Whirly Burly Q. What's the most common misperception about your art form, Ula?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure anymore. I think that there is an idea that striptease is shameful, and there's a conflation of a burlesque striptease and a strip club show, and I find that often people are very, if they have judgment, they're very judgmental about the idea of a strip club, and then want to either pass that judgment on a burlesque show or say that for some reason a burlesque show is better than a strip club. And my personal feeling is that a burlesque show and a show in a strip club are just different kinds of shows. They do both involve striptease, and strip clubs came out of the initial burlesque shows. But at this point, what is happening in both is it's just a different kind of show. And I get very sort of prickly about a judgment on strip clubs. But I also know that a lot of people feel like they would be uncomfortable in a strip club but feel very comfortable at a burlesque show.
Yeah,
so I think people have a lot of sort of just like fears about what a show that involves striptease could be. And usually they come see a show and they're like, oh, this was great. I didn't realize. Burlesque is very welcoming of everyone.
Yeah, my wife has gone to many of the shows in New Orleans. And not only my wife's 82-year-old aunt has accompanied us to a couple of shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
And is hoping to make it on this Saturday night to the one at Penobscot Theater. So it sounds like it should be a great first introduction to burlesque to the people of Bangor. Because I don't,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of people here have not gone to a burlesque show. Portland is really about the only place where there's a small burlesque scene close to us. And that's a, you know, that's a 2-hour drive.
Right,
people.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, Ulla, we appreciate you bringing your art to the Bangor Opera House this weekend. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And obviously, you don't need to sell the show because these babies are sold out already. People can't wait to see it. That's fantastic.
I know. I hear that there are going to be a few tickets at the door. They're saving some tickets for at the door. So if you've missed the pre-sale tickets, if you show up early, you might be able to get some at the box office night of the show.
Well, if so, people grab them and get there and see it. This coming Saturday night, Too Darn Hot, a vintage burlesque extravaganza, Penobscot Theater at the Bangor Opera House. Ulla, thank you so much for visiting with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me.